Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, how you doing? Happy Friday, man. It's Johnny J. Utah. We're from the Bay Area, man. My God. It's Bandwagon Sports, and we're live from San Francisco. They're holding the 50th Super Bowl, you guys. We got a new coach in San Francisco, the 49ers, man. I'm excited. Chippy Kelly is going to bring his big, big turf game to San Francisco. This is your buddy with Kobe Christmas as my producer, the long-haired championship chappy kitty. We're here to talk sports on Blog Talk Radio Network, you guys. The fastest growing podcast here, you guys. How are everyone doing today? You got Kobe Kitty. He's over there behind the glass, the big paw. He's got his Panthers in the house. They're ready to play Seattle. It should be some good games. Denver hosts Seattle. And New England, KC, Green Bay for Seeks Revenge in the desert. Hello, everyone. How are you? It's great to hear everyone out there. I appreciate you guys tweeting the show, Facebook, LinkedIn, everybody out there kicking it and taking care of Johnny J. Utah from the Bay Area. We do appreciate you guys. You can always come in and we take care of it. All my listeners, we appreciate the emails, all the PMs coming in to Bandwagon Sports for Johnny J. Utah from the Bay Area. I know baseball pitchers and catchers are reporting pretty soon. Hockey's in full swing. Basketball. No golf unless you play in Hawaii. It's going to be cold in the Midwest, I understand. Lots of rain. I'll hold up, but Johnny J's feeling real good in the San Francisco area. A lot of coaches coming and going. I see the Giants within. Oh, my God, Mike. It's just unbelievable with the Giants. I know. It's going to be a tough year for Eli. Hide your heart. Look out, Eli. It's going to be a tough road to hoe, man. You never know out there. Johnny J's always on it, man. Have my stops nearby in the wintertime, man. You don't talk about guys. Johnny J likes a good drink once. Just don't drink and drive. Also, military men out there, you're out there, the outskirts, you guys. Appreciate you guys out there. Serving the country out there. Johnny J, Utah, from the Bay Area. We appreciate our military men and women. We appreciate you guys serving the country. You bet you guys, but my God, lots of big games tomorrow on the NFL divisional playoffs. Round two. I mean, holy Lord, I still remember back week one, week two, for crying out loud. My God, a long time ago. Now look at this, man. We're going to be here in San Francisco. I'll be there, of course, cheering everybody on the bandwagon. The Bears came in last week. My God, I had all the visiting teams were on my bandwagon, of course. We had a great time cheering them all on. It was a great time. You like that, huh, Washington? Huh? What do you think, huh, you bandwagoners? My God, you all think you're so goddamn good. What do? You lose. No second half, man. Couldn't believe it. I had to run over there real quick. I'm like, hey, Green Bay, it's me, it's Johnny J. The Bay Area. On your bandwagon, McCarthy. It was unbelievable. It was just tragic. But it is what it is, man. When you're Johnny J, you're J.J., you're always in the house. You're always ready to go. You bet. But, yeah, hey, Colby, we have no callers, he says. We have none. So let's get her done. Let's start going. Johnny J here. The big game, Kansas City. My God, the big, big Andy Reid, the big guy out there. He goes to New England. I tell you what, you guys, everyone's out there all excited for New England. I know there's any chance till I call him. Watch out for KC, man. That big red coach out there, Andy Reid, man, he's not afraid of anybody, especially those guys out there in New England, man. Those guys can all kiss my hindquarters, man. Andy, it's my bandwagon upset of the week. You bet. Johnny J's here. You bet. A big upset for Johnny J here, Kansas City. I go back a long way. Johnny does. Of course I do. They love Johnny J, Utah, from the Bay Area. Of course they do. I've been doing it for years, and they love me. And I was talking to Andy Reid yesterday. Hey, Andy, it's me. It's Johnny J from the Bay. I saw him in his office. I walked on down. And he said, who are you? Oh, I'm Johnny J. I'm JJ. With my buddy, Kobe Christmas. I said, holy moly. You betcha. how you doing? We got a caller here. What's going on, Cashman?
Josh Jay, Utah. Thanks for having me on the show. The Cashman is mobile, like the Who says.
Well, that's really good. Here we are, you guys. Right there. Well, we are. It's Cashman from Gary, Indiana, man. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Johnny J, Utah? Big weekend of football coming up is on your agenda, I'm sure.
You bet, you guys. I mean, my God, it's round two in the National Football League. It's unbelievable, man. It's just a great time to be alive here. We're hanging out, having a good old time. You bet, you're here with Cashman. So what do you think, man? What'd you think of the wild card week, man?
It was crazy, especially that Cincinnati-Pittsburgh game, Johnny J, Utah. Big controversy. Killers limping in Denver. It's going to be a great game. I can't wait. Hopefully they have the ambulances parked out.
I know, man. I tell you, out there in Denver, look out there. The old man, the cripple, they call him, the big guy out there, and his little brother now is on the golf course, and the Giants out there. It's going to be a great time out there on the Mile High, man. It's always a good time out in the Mile High there with Denver. We all with the Broncos, man. So what do you think, man? On Saturday, two big games. It's Kansas City going to Denver, man. It's going to be a great time to be had by all, man. What's your thoughts on the big game out there in Kansas City, sir? Excuse me, New England. Excuse me, I went on bandwagon. What do you think, New England? They're out there having a good old time. What do you think?
Especially Johnny J. Utah, we got to take a geography lesson. Understand that it'll be in New England. And New England will be getting a lot of players back. And this could be a great game. I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs. Hottest team in football. I hope they win. They win on the road by less than seven.
I tend to agree, man. It's going to be a hell of a game in New England. Johnny J is taking the Kansas City Chiefs, man. I'm taking the bandwagon, man. You're damn right. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm taking Kansas City, but I'm never ashamed or embarrassed to go take New England, for crying out loud. You never know. All of a sudden, I'll be on the sideline with Belichick and say, hey, listen, Belichick, it's me. It's Johnny J, Super 49, your favorite buddy. I'm the one that told Belichick to go out and tell Brady, don't kneel down. I'm the one that sent him out to just ask him. I'm the one that sent him out there. I'm sorry. My bandwagon pick upset of the week is Kansas City out there, Mr. Cashman. That's my bandwagon pick out there. Your thoughts on that? What's your score? I'm taking 35-19. New England gets beat and embarrassed on national TV. Your thoughts, man?
Johnny J, Utah, I'm going to take the Kansas City Chiefs on the road. I think their defense buckles down, stops the injured New England Patriots offense, who should have some players back. But it ain't going to help them. Alex Smith is playing great football. Whole Kansas City Chiefs team is. So let's go ahead and take Kansas City Chiefs 28, New England 19.
Oh, my word. Looks like New England's going down. They're going back home. I tell you what, another big game is Green Bay Packers. They go in for revenge. They're going to try to hang out in the outskirts. They go back to Arizona. They don't have a chance. I don't want anybody speculating at all, man. There's not a chance in hell, man. They're going to get this done in a big, big way out there. Look out there. Arizona, they're going to kick some ass and take no names, man. You guys look out there, man. I don't care what anybody says about McCarthy and Doublecheck, man. They don't have a chance in hell. No way. I'm going to tell you guys right now in runtime only. This is Arizona's chance, man. That quarterback wins his first playoff. I want to double check. They got lucky. Who you like that? You like that? Well, God damn it. I don't care, man. They're going to get embarrassed. Who are you taking, Arizona? Or you're taking Green Bay? Call me Christmas. He's taking Arizona. He likes it out there. He doesn't. Even though he likes cheese, he's taking the cupcakes, too. Who are you taking out there, Arizona or Green Bay?
Johnny J, I got to go with the Arizona Cardinals at home. They got hopefully have all three phases of the football game going for them, special teams, offense, defense. Green Bay coming off a big win off the Washington Redskins. But this is not the Washington Redskins team they'll play this Sunday. Cardinals, 28, Green Bay, 10. final.
Wow, man. What do you think has to happen? I mean, I like that defense in Green Bay, the offensive line, but look out for Arizona. The guy's got a bionic knee, man. You got the guy who looks like the Mafia down in Arizona. It's nice down there, but I tell you what, Green Bay, a lot of Green Bay Packers fans down there. Watch out. Johnny J will be there hanging out with Kobe on my leash. Don't worry, Kobe ain't going to get it. Kobe Chris is my cat. So I tell you, hey, what's before you notice your games, man? What's going on with some of the coaches? I see my 49ers, they're getting Chip Kelly. Your thoughts on that, man?
Yeah, your buddy Chip Kelly leaving Philadelphia, heading to San Francisco to hook up with one of your idols, the K-Man, Kaepernick, in pocket, make him a pocket quarterback or play that West Coast offense. Johnny J. Utah, all I can say about the 49ers next year is they're going to continue to suck.
I know it sucks, man. But I'm a faithful follower of the 49ers, man. I don't want to hear any of that kind of behavior out there. They ripped up my 49ers. K-Man's a god in my eyes, man. He knows what he's doing. I don't want anybody out there ripping on K-Man. He's a great man, good guy. Been up a long, long time. Holy Christ, I don't know, you guys. It's going to be fun. Real quick here, man. Keep talking, man.
Johnny J. Utah. We have another coach's filling. Who is going to Tampa Bay Buccaneers? That's the question I asked you, Johnny J. Utah.
Who's going to? Hey, Ted, you're in. Hey, Ted, you're here, aren't you, Ted?
Johnny, yay. I just got my window tinted. I was in taking care of some business. Sorry about that. How are you?
Not too bad. So here we have Ted. He's in the house, you guys. So what's going on, Ted? Hey, we were talking about those two games. Cashman's in the house in Gary, Indiana. He wants to know who's coaching Tampa Bay. Maybe me and you. Tell Cashman, who's
in the pirate ship?
Who do you think's going to coach Tampa Bay? They got rid of Lovey, for Christ's sake.
I don't know, Johnny Gay. I think there's a lot of assistant coaches that are getting hired. I think it's going to be Tony.
You think so, huh?
Yeah, I don't think, like the Giants with McAdoo is wearing a big suit. When you see the big suit, they didn't fit him. It was like 10 sizes too big.
Oh, my. That was, did you watch the press? I was there, man. I was asking questions. Bad like sports. I said, where's Crawford, for Christ's sake? Hey, he's fired. Like, what the hell? I mean, my God. Cashman was giving me picks. Hey, Cashman, why don't you dish to him? Ask him who's going to win the games. Go ahead, Cash. Cash is my assistant today. Talk to Ted. Go ahead and ask him.
Hey, Talking Head, it's good to hear from you. I'm glad your windows are tinted. Let's don't drive through New York with those. You might get shot at.
I'm looking badass, Cashman. I got to tell you, driving my Challenger 14 RT.
Hey, I know this is going to tickle both you, Johnny J. Utah, and a Talking Head. Tickle pink. I'm not in Gary, Indiana. Unfortunately, Johnny J. Utah, I'm sitting in a Walmart parking lot in Valparaiso, Indiana. Gentlemen, your thoughts?
Oh, my word. What do you think? So what do you think? Me and Ted, hey, Teddy, we both took Kansas City to beat your favorite club, New England. Tell all the loyal fans who you taking, man.
You got to go with the defending champions, Johnny J. You know the bandwagon. I'm riding the Brady bandwagon all the way to the AFC Championship game.
Holy baloney, man. My God.
Yeah.
So what do you say? I don't trust that guy. I mean, he's got a hot piece of ass. I had a great time last year. We're taking KC, so you're going to be the odd man up. But don't be embarrassed if I come over the other side over there and slap you on the back as the New England Patriots go to the AFC Conference Championship.
Okay, I'll be ready for it.
Now we got the other one, which I'm taking Arizona. He's taking Green Bay. Johnny J is. I love the desert. So does Kobe Christmas, the producer behind the glass, Kobe Christmas. Who are you taking? You taking double check, or you taking the guy with one knee? Who are you taking, man?
I'm going with Pat Tillman. I'm going with the Arizona Cardinals, Johnny J. I told my other friend it's going to be the Bo Bergdahl runaway pick of the week. He will be Arizona big.
holy baloney bad. So, hey, Ted, right now we're talking, hey, Cash, man, what's going on in hockey? I heard you're Blackhawks, man. What's going on the Blackhawks out there, man?
Well, we got to shout out a good kudos out to the Talking Head, the New York Islanders, beat the New York Rangers. And Talking Head, you got to admit, the Chicago Blackhawks, hottest team in hockey, put an end to the Montreal Canadiens, and they win on the road. Blackhawks looking good, as usual.
Unbelievable, man.
Blackhawks are the second favorite team other than the Islanders. I love the original six. I love the logo. I'm very happy that they're playing well, and keep it up.
I know. It's unbelievable, man. It's just incredible, man. Watch those Blackhawks go over this, their hockey stick. We call it a hockey stick, number seven. Maybe get a snowman later on and go to lucky nine in the double digits. You never know. We could be like your favorite team, the Yankees, Ted. Your thoughts?
The Yankees. Yankees. Johnny J. Don't bring up that. Don't bring up the Yankees.
Hey, Talking Head, hey, Johnny J. Utah, Talking Head, you know we've got to bring in a phrase from the movie Tommy Boy where Chris Farley says, the Yankees.
You betcha, Yankees! I tell you, hey, Tim, what's going on in baseball these days? How soon to the catcher's report, man? Pitchers and catchers. How long? Because I can still see them selling on your lawn, Kansas City.
Yeah, well, we replaced the lawn. The lawn has been replaced. It's been dug up, new field put down. Pitchers and catchers probably within another month, probably about 30 days away. It's a beautiful thing. 69 days until Batman versus Superman, which is, you know, big in my universe. So I'm very excited about the next couple months.
Oh, my Lord. What do your Mets look like this year? Then we'll go over to Mr. Cashman. He likes the white trash, the Chicago guy that he is, before we get to the other two on Sunday. What do you bet? Give me some baseball talk here for all the fans and bandwagon sports.
The Mets, they lost Yoenis Cespedes. It looks like he might be going to the Baltimore Orioles, possibly. They didn't get Ben Zobrist. They added some minor players. They're going with the pitching. And then trade deadline, hopefully they can pull off whatever they need at the trade deadline. I think they're going to win the division. The division's kind of soft with that pitching that they have. It's their time to make the run because they're not going to be able to keep all these guys. They're too cheap.
Really?
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, Johnny J. Utah, I'm going to pick the next two teams. I've got to bail out here. I'm taking Seattle to lose against the Superman. I know Talking Head is grinning at this time, but I'm going to go ahead and take the hot, best NFC team, the Carolina Panthers, and then definitely going to have to take the Denver Broncos to put Ben Roethlisberger in the hospital.
Holy baloney, man. I can't believe you appreciate it. I know it's a violent game. You're punished a game check for that kind of behavior out there, Mr. Cash, man. I'm going to get into your wallet and find you some gore, some money, the green stuff, Cash, man. Do you pay cash or do you write checks? What do you do?
Hey, I'm nothing but green, gentlemen. I'm nothing but hundos. We deal with cash only. Cash and carry, Talking Head. Johnny J. Utah, thanks for having me. I've got to bow out, gentlemen. It's always a joy, and I'll talk with you later. Cash, man, be gone.
Thank you so much. My God, Ted. You hear that fire? My God, Johnny J. I'm a God-loving man. My God, you don't want to be retired. Should we investigate or just let it go, man?
Yeah, everything's good, Johnny J. It's pouring rain down here in the south. It's cold, too.
Holy moly, down there in South. Hey, I see the other presidential thing out there, Trump and Mr. Cruz. The bromance is off between those two crowds. Your thoughts last night?
Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you, Johnny J. Mr. Trump almost brought a tear to my eye talking about the cleanup at the World Trade Center, how bad it smelled and all that went with that. So, Mr. Cruz, I'll only vote for him if he's running against Hillary, but he has lost my vote. I am definitely and have been in the Trump camp since the day he announced. I will continue to stay in that camp. Unless he loses, then I'll have to vote for Cruz. But no love for Cruz here.
He dick slapped him, yes, last night. You see, Cruz once, when he asked the end of his speech, he dick slapped him. Cruz like, holy Christ. He went through the whole spiel at the end. It's like, hey, pull out your crank. the left right over his penis head. You see the look on his face, Ted? He looked like, holy, it was classic. Your thoughts?
He's like, what just hit me? I just got hit with every New Yorker just punched me in the mouth. That's what it felt like.
I was like, holy Christ, that was funny as hell. Good old Trump just stick slapped him, man. I'm like, holy moly. So, right, let's get on with Sunday's games, man. I mean, my God, there's some big games. Why don't you go ahead and give me that first game real quick here? What's that first one? Which one do you want to go first? Go ahead, lay it out for all the people.
What do we got? What do we got on Sunday, Johnny J? I know we got the Steelers, correct?
Correct.
Hold on, I got somebody. One second.
No problem, man.
You know when you're trying to make a left-hand turn and people come up from the way back, you know what I mean, and try to jump in on you? There's nothing more aggravating than that. But I know you.
I know. I know, man. I know, in front of my guys, limo all the time, he gives the one finger salute. They don't like that kind of behavior.
Especially in the rain. Anyway, Steelers, no Antonio Brown, a banged-up Ben Roethlisberger. I'm going with the cripple. I think he's going to win big. I think it's going to be the cripple against the Brady Bunch in the AFC Championship game.
I tend to agree, man, but KC's going to get it. I'm a bandwagon, but look out for Pittsburgh, man. They got the big oaf, the big man. It's going to be a good game, low scoring. They're going to cover those points, go put some money, talk your book, and say, hey, Johnny J. Utah from the Bay has sent you. And keep pushing that button until you run out of goddamn paper and keep putting your money out in Las Vegas. Get your G out of Bellagio, man. Be a gangster like Aaron Hernandez, man. Yeah, I've heard of that guy before, too, as well. The gangster. So, yeah, it should be a great time to have by all, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It should be a good game. And what's the other game, Johnny J? I'm unfamiliar with the other Sunday game. Fill me in.
It's Carolina, man. Their host, Peter, man, from Seattle. Your man crush!
My man crush. How can I forget? I listen, Johnny J. As much as I'm with Seattle, I'm a Superman guy. I'm wearing a Superman shirt as we speak. I think Superman's going to get it done.
Absolutely, man. You're damn right. You're on bandwagon sports. You're damn right. Victory formation this weekend for Carolina. But look out for that pesky beast mode. Put a needle in wherever the hell he's probably like a needle in the penis with gonorrhea. That's right. Use a condom when you guys are banging. My God, holy Christ. It should be a lot of fun, man. They're absolutely right. Superman's going to get it done. You're damn right. It looks like you're tinted windows. So why do you have tinted so you can bang your wife in the back seat? What gives?
I don't know, Johnny J. I like my privacy. And, you know, I'm like one of those type of guys. I like to be hidden. I like to be in the dark. So I tinted the windows dark.
I bet you're undercover of the night. A good song by Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band out there, man. That liberal that he is.
Yeah,
maybe we could have John Cougar and him on. We could have a liberal sports. We could have Melissa Etheridge, that little dyke. We could have Cougar. We could have Bruce on, man. We could have like a liberal roundtable with Bernie. What do you think, man?
I'm with you. You know, the only guy who I have respect for, Johnny J, is John Fogerty, because he actually wore the uniform of the U.S. Army in the 1960s. So I'll listen to what he's got to say. But the rest of them who've made their money without ever putting on a uniform, I got nothing good to say to them.
I totally agree. I think the only thing should be to be president of America, you should have to serve 4 years, none of this reserve crap. You know what I'm talking about? These guys say they're men and women, not boys and girls, damn it. The men and women of the armed forces should have had to serve what's in the damn thing to get it done. Would you not agree?
I totally agree, Johnny J. Without those fine men and women, we have nothing. So without them, we have no foundation. We have no country. So they are owed everything, and I do believe the commander-in-chief should have had to serve some time in the service.
Everyone up there besides other jobs should have done this. Not like Bush was just like a former like Clinton. No draft dodging. You want to sign the order to send out men and women to war? You better done it yourself, for Christ's sake. It's like me ripping on police. I've never done it before, but I respect them, for Christ's sake. They're a weapon. They're not like the pansy of the podcast running for a problem with your chance. Hey, where is the pansy of the podcast these days?
He's in the witness protection program, Johnny J. Last seen wearing a Mark Sanchez jersey, fleeing the Meadowlands into the traffic and the tolls.
Holy moly! Where about Chris Christie, man? That big tub of goo up there in New Jersey. He kind of had a cocky look on his face last night. I kind of liked the guy. People call him the bum in the car, say, well, I call him the mafia, kind of the big shot out there. What's your thoughts on him, man? Does he have a chance to unseat Trump?
No, Johnny J. I'm very familiar with Chris Christie. Nice man. Claims to be a conservative, but yet raised New Jersey's taxes are through the roof. So be careful of a wolf in sheep's clothing. You know what I'm saying? So
I get it. I get
him out of the Sopranos, but you know he's still taxing the living hell out of the poor people of New Jersey.
I know. For Christ's sake, man! What a cockroach! Son of a bitch! My God! Well, I know, man. These bastards out there. These goddamn people out there screwing us all the time, man. It just pisses me off, man. Well, what else? Anything else you want to talk about, Johnny J?
Johnny J, that's it, man. I'm looking forward to a good weekend of football. Looking forward to seeing you in victory formation as usual, and we'll chat.
All right, remember the NFL podcast in 1 hour from my friend, he told me.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check in on that. Very good.
314, my friend. Come on in. He wants to talk to you, man.
What was that, 5 o'clock, Johnny J?
Yes, sir, 5 o'clock, your time, NFL podcast, man.
Very good, Johnny J. You be well, and say hey to all your Johnny J fans around the country.
Thank you so much, you guys. Well, that was Ted the Talking Head from South Carolina and the Cash Man, who pays cash only, on Johnny J Utah, the Bar Area, bandwagon forth with my producer, good old Kobe Christmas. Give me a Christmas morning. Likes Kobe cheese. This is JJ. We're in the house. Hopefully you guys enjoy round two divisional. And have a great old time, man. It's been great, man. We appreciate you guys out there. From the outskirts, it's me. It's Johnny J. It is JJ. Make sure you share the show, you guys. I'll see me all later. Till now, I bid you all adieu. Mine from the Bay Area, that's San Francisco, the home of the 50th Super Bowl. I'll be there. Who's ever there, I'll be on the bandwagon. We're always in victory formation. NFL, NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball, even golf, NASCAR, soccer. It doesn't matter. When you're winning, I'm right there, man. I'm always a winner in victory formation, Johnny J. Utah. Behalf of my kitty cat, my producer behind the glass, waving his paw at me, Kobe Christmas. This is your host with the most, Johnny J. Utah. From the Bay Area, out here in the beautiful West Coast, I'm Pacific, man. I bid you all do. I bid you guys goodbye and have a great weekend. It's Johnny J. It is JJ.